at the moment, if you have a problem with your bill and they overcharge you, you can, of course, get some money back if they make a mistake like that. But there are much bigger mistakes that are made that Mr. Hoon's trying to tackle here. He's calling it money back for bad behaviour. Let me give an example. The energy regulator, it's called Ofgem, for example, this year fined British Gas £2.5 million. What was that on? It was the way it handled consumer complaints. Where did that money go? It went to the Treasury. It went to the government. It didn't come to us. Under this scheme, that money and millions more would be distributed back to the consumer. So that is a would be a serious change of the situation. It would require a change in the law. It's just an idea at the moment, but it would make a major difference. We would get money back, and obviously the threat of that degree of money coming back and the exposure that it would give to the companies, the idea is that they'd do things better in future.
So it does sound like Nick Clegg wants to hold the energy companies more to account.
Yes, I think this is very much part of his approach. After all, his man, Chris Hoon, is the energy secretary. There's a whole series of other initiatives they're keen to promote to do with green energy. But they realise, as we all know, don't we, Lorna, energy bills have gone up on average 21% in the last year alone. The energy companies claim that's because wholesale prices, particularly for gas, have risen. But they seem to be, the critics would say, very good at putting prices up when wholesale prices rise, but not so quick about putting them down when wholesale prices fall, which they do.